The Better on Draft podcast is part of the PodcastDetroit.com network and is recorded live in the Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming in Ferndale, Michigan.
Now, pop that 40 and kick back. Here is Dan, Nick, Ken, and Rob.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 15 of the, or 25.
15? What the hell?
Wait, guys, I'm not even
it's December.
Yet.
Welcome to...
How much have you been drinking?
Welcome to Christmas.
I know, I've been messed up all day. Episode 25 of the Better on Draft
All
podcast.
Grown up, able to rent a car.
Able to rent a car without expensive ass
insurance. Without the $100 a day extra
fee. Yeah, the premium or whatever. Yeah.
Well, my name is Ken. I'm one of the hosts.
Hey, Ken. How are you?
As always, with me, we've got Rob.
Oh, he's avoiding me.
I'm saving you for last.
I'm sitting here trying to figure out, I was like, who do I start with first?
Rob's every week now. Rob's the number two guy.
That's all right.
Introductions.
I'm trying to make him feel better for not having him in the intro right away.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
We just wanted to make sure you stayed longer than 2 weeks like some people.
I've held on and stayed true, and hey, I'm holding on to the commitment, so...
What are you drinking?
Well, obviously in honor of the passing of Five Dog, a man from A Tribe Called Quest, I decided to go to Batch Brewing and pick up some Low End Theory.
All right. How is it? What is it? What is it?
It is a black IPA. It's at about 7.9%.
Nice.
Well, that's not too bad.
Not quite the 10% for the show.
Not quite the 10% for the show.
It's a good gateway beer.
Right.
Going into what we're going to get into.
It's
later.
A session IPA.
It's a session IPA.
It's a session.
But had some honoring to do. So yeah, I had this. This was for Five, so I had to get the Low End Theory.
Nick, what's going on?
How's it going?
I'm all right.
Yeah.
What are you drinking?
Well, besides the bag of stuff behind me.
Bag of stuff.
And I brought some stuff over. It was clean the fridge out day. So I got a jaw jacker from Arcadia.
Oh, you're definitely cleaning out the fridge. Yeah. That must have been in the bag.
Actually, kind of aged.
Did you forget about it?
Yeah, kind of. Not that bad, though.
Were you aging it, hoping to really get those?
Yeah, I'm going to get some aged...
Want that pumpkin to
cinnamon,
fall off?
Cinnamon, allspice, and nutmeg.
We're in April. Happy Easter.
Yeah, I know. Happy Easter. Beer. Hey, when Ken got all that pumpkin beer for $10, what, a couple weeks ago?
Well, I got like an entire case of beer for
did
10
you have
bucks.
To, like,
that was like all,
pump,
that was, like, all like, pumpkin beer.
Like, yeah, it was like two pumpkins, two Oktoberfest.
Yeah, that's like October.
Pumpkin is not just Halloween.
Nothing screams Easter like a good Oktoberfest beer.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like Oktoberfest in like the Southern Hemisphere or something, isn't it?
Well, no, we're like halfway to Halloween. We might as well start cracking those open.
Why not?
Yeah. Good idea. You're scared now. You are
so
scared.
So I'm Ken. I am drinking, by the looks of it, from Maui Brewing Company, the Doppelshot Doppelbach, which is actually – this is really good. If you guys want to take a swig of it right now, I got my other beer over here.
I just want to try that other one when you crack it open.
The Cigar City?
Yeah, that one actually looks really good.
It is, and I've got another six-pack coming, and I can't wait for it. So we'll try not to crack it too loud over the microphone.
Oh, you'll be cracking something else in a little bit. Yeah.
So, Dan.
So, hey,
hi.
What's going on? How are you?
What?
Hi.
What's up?
Oh, you know, a little tired. I went and saw Batman versus Superman last night.
Oh yeah. Good Who movie. Won?
It's a good movie. I'm not going to. Good movie. We don't do that around.
Good idea.
Did the consumers win? That's the question.
I think so. Okay. It's better than the reviews said. If you read any of those pre-screening reviews, it's much better. But you know what? The thing you're avoiding now, episode 25. This
25.
Technically would have been last week because we skipped Christmas Day. You know, Christmas Day. Why are we here? so I brought us a little treat. You know,
you brought us
Uh-oh.
A treat.
Uh
oh.
I know. It's
keep
in
talking
like,
after.
Like it's like a black bag. So we purposely
so we're gonna
made
crack
sure.
These open
oh my
here,
God.
Right here.
How many did you bring?
Enough for I brought four. I didn't think to stop.
Oh,
and,
oh my God.
The no. Natty Daddies.
You guys are like, what's a Natty Daddy? It's time.
It's time.
It's episode 25.
In the
oh
hell.
Jesus.
So
these guys are so happy I didn't bring them one.
You know what's so funny? You know what's so funny is that I'm making fun of you in regards to this.
Yeah,
I'm the one that purchased 50 and 60 year old bottles of Stroh's and E&B to drink on the show.
That's
one
true.
Day.
It, yeah, and you're like telling me not to drink it, and I see it. I'm like, I'm not drinking that, but I'll gladly drink this.
Wow. So we got some Natty Daddies after I think I might need to take away that Cigar City I just poured you.
You know, this isn't bad. Why don't you try
it? Hold on.
I was sitting here trying to prepare for episode 40 and
you're going to have a good time.
Now we're taking ourselves a step back a little
now
bit.
Now I came in here completely unprepared to go at a Natty Daddy. 25.
Some Natty Daddy right here for all the guys on Twitch right here.
So oddly enough, we actually have two guests in the studio tonight.
They're probably very glad.
Are like, I thought this was a craft beer show. Apparently Natty Daddies might be the newest craft beer that we've ever tried. But why don't you guys introduce yourselves over there, who you are, where you're from.
Yeah, I'm Aaron.
He's speechless.
Little surprised right now. No. Aaron from Drafting Table Brewing Company, getting ready to open here in a day.
Hey, all right.
About 15 hours or so.
Yeah, getting close.
And next to you?
And then I am Kristen Resnick, and I am Aaron's wife, and also co-owner of Drafting Table Brewing Company.
All right. So Drafting Table, where is that from? Where are you guys located?
We are in Wixom, Michigan.
Wixom. And for those of you who do not know Michigan geography, it is...
It's near Novi.
Near Novi. Yes. There we go. Simple and easy enough. So how did you guys come up with Drafting Table?
Well, she studied interior design in college. I studied landscape architecture. That's kind of the...
I had to guess it had to be something vocational because... Yep. I took vocational drafting for 4 years in high school, so I saw the compass.
Yep.
And sure. I'm like, oh, that's like sweet music to my ears.
Yep. Totally.
Do you guys live out that way out in the Wixom area?
Yes, we do.
Oh, so yes, even better.
We're local. Oh, yeah. It's even our better. Hometown.
We're there all the time, so we have to live close.
that's fair.
Where about in Wixom?
Right on Pontiac Trail and Old Wixom Road, so which is.
Now,
a few hundred feet from Wixom Road.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to, if I could take a moment here, because to my understanding, the city of Wixom is booming all across the board, residential, industrial, commercial. One of the first questions that we usually ask any kind of like big new brewery is, you know, how was it trying to get a brewery in Wixom? Was it difficult? Was it hard, easy, how did it all go?
Sure, the city was the easiest part, in my opinion.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they realized the advantage of having a brewery in downtown, attracting people, and
right.
It's they made it simple.
They got a lot of big new corporations, you know, new factories and industries moving into the city. I know this because of the company I work for.
Oh, very nice.
And a lot of our business is actually in Wixom right now.
Okay.
So the city was the easiest part. So let me guess, like the liquor license, the beer license, that was probably the hard part.
I'd say the health department.
Health department.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Normally, usually the city's generally the we've had like what one brewery that's actually had trouble with the city. Like,
well, North Center had trouble with the city
because they didn't know what the idea was. Basically,
yeah, they don't know
what a brewery is.
No, not necessarily the brewery, but the biggest issue was the placement of the brewery and then the parking lot that they were planning on using, and that was the biggest thing that Bob and the gang actually. Ran into, but when somebody like Granite City came and they're like, oh, hey, Granite City, why don't you come on down? You know, big time brewer, everybody knows who you are. You're a corporate backed brewer, so, you know, just come on down, do whatever you want, do whatever you need. So, you know, I think they feel like they paved the way for them, but yeah, definitely always a hard thing. Obviously, working in the restaurant industry myself, I understand. The health inspections is always a pain. It's always the most stressful thing, as well as they do drag their ass. So trying to get them in, trying to get them motivated to come in to give you that A-OK, because you're pretty much probably ready to go, and you're just waiting on them to give you the OK. So go on.
Part of the frustration was because we don't have a kitchen, we don't have food, we try going through the Department of Agriculture. But
really?
Somehow there's a disconnect. And the Ag Department of Ag claimed that because the majority of our sales the first year are projected to be in-house, we had to go through the health department.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
know why, what their basis is on that. But, oh, well, we got bumped to the health department kind of midway through the project. And
so I probably even extended the time trying exactly. to get the health department because you didn't even start with them.
Exactly.
So what are you guys brewing at right now? What's the starting lineup?
Yes, so I brought two of them with me.
Hey.
We brought the Road to Charm Saison, nice, dry, spicy, estuary Saison, 6.4%.
Nice.
And then our Only Fools Russian, Russian Imperial Stout.
Ah, here we go. I got it. That's a joke that I would make.
Yeah, it would be. That's the sad part. And
so it's a Russian Imperial is yes, what you were saying. Yes. What was the ABV?
10% ABV.
Hey, so. Meets the requirements for the show. All right.
Yeah, we're going low. We're doing
just
like
made it.
Yeah, I know. we're the guys with Daddy, Daddy over here.
Right.
Hey, have you tried it yet? It's actually
no,
pretty
I haven't.
Good. Don't shake your head at this. This is not a bad.
All right, fine. Here. Twitch. Here you go. Cheers. Right back at you.
Once again.
I was going to say, you got four cans of that for cheaper than a bottle of beer I bought you today.
That is true. I saw the sticker on there. Yeah.
I'm going to have a headache later.
Oh, yeah.
So what made you guys want to start a brewery?
It's since college. I started home brewing in college.
Where'd you go to college?
Michigan State.
Michigan State.
Go Green.
Go Green. Go White.
There we go.
I think Ken was waiting for me to say something. But.
Oh, no. I was going to say go home, but they did to Middle Tennessee State.
Say, we probably just lost all the Michigan fans on the podcast.
Well, I lost the state fans. I gained the Michigan fans. But they're fair weather fans anyway, so they'll leave soon.
Yeah.
Actually,
Miami doing?
Yeah, my team got whipped last night.
Yeah, they
night.
Did.
Yeah, that was probably the most disgusting game. You know what that was? That was the Red Wings defense, like with the turnovers in their own zone.
What about last night?
Last night,
four goals.
Oh, geez, yeah, that
you score
too.
Four, and you give up three back to back to back. Yeah,
but hey, it's Mrazek. Hey. He's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won. That's all that matters.
That is.
Still out of the playoffs.
No, they're in right now.
No, they're not. They're actually losing to Philly. Right? If it ended right now, they're out of
the
playoffs.
No, they're losing to Philly right now, but they're actually a game behind Boston and 2 points behind Boston. So technically, if they won their next game, they would move up to third place in the division.
Yeah, well, I'm saying if it ended right now, it was their
well, yeah,
out
but
the,
you can't end a season without all the teams playing that's all the true. Games. Come yeah. on now.
Although everyone's just so desperate to get them, they're going to make it, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so you homebrewed. We'll talk about wings in a bit,
sure.
I know.
We reserve no that worries. For segment yeah, three.
Yeah, segment right. three when we're drunk.
Oh,
so
no.
what did you brew when you were in college? Like, what was your style? Everything?
Well, shit you know.
Beer.
Bush.
Shit beer.
Tried the natty. No.
The natty daddy.
Might as well be. The first batch, you know. Stereotypical Mr. Beer kit. Gave that kit away after the first batch. It was piss water. Sucked.
Well, Mr. Yeah. Beer, isn't that you just like pour all the ingredients and it's like nothing involved yeah. with it?
It's like a big plastic
yeah.
barrel looking yeah. thing. Yeah.
Nah. Screw the cap on. I had one too. I had one of those
oh,
as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
It's no longer in the house either.
Well, quickly got rid of that. Got a real kit. Started doing some extract brewing in our closet, in our apartment.
Yeah.
You know, definitely got some hops all over the inside of the closet at a couple different times. You know, playing video games on the couch, your big boom.
Oh.
Your
oh,
last
nice.
Shot off. Hops everywhere. Yep.
That's
so,
awesome.
Fun
to clean up.
So yeah. you mentioned you had your Fool's Russian as
yes.
well as your Saison. What else do you have going for the opening? Because obviously you're going to have a little bit more than just a...
I thought we'd be good with it.
Yeah, we're fine.
to be honest, I would be fine with that because that means there's no barrel-aged or IPAs, so I can drink everything.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to have your IPAs. So, yeah, we have a West Coast-style IPA, 7.7% Resolute IPA. We have a double IPA. 9.5%. Let's see what else. A English style brown ale.
Ken.
It tastes nice. I should have brought that.
That's the one.
Yep. That's pretty tasty. 5.8%. An ESB, 5.6.
We have a Kolsch, common Kolsch.
Yeah, it's more of a hybrid California common Kolsch. I'm missing a few. I'm
putting you on the spot. That's not good if you're the owner and somebody asks you what you got to drink.
We've gotten three hours of sleep each night this week. Please no judging.
Irish Stout. We thought we'd be open by St. Paddy's Day, but no. So we have an Irish Stout, and then I think I'm missing one. Oh, a whip beer.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And instead of a ribbon cutting, we're actually tapping a firkin. The Fool's Rush In with vanilla bean.
Ooh. Oh, nice. Ooh,
that sounds really, really good. Yeah.
That sounds really good.
Yep. I'm pumped for that. As long as I don't screw up the tapping.
Well, there's always that. No explosions. Yep. Hopefully. So you guys are opening tomorrow from 12 to 12.
Yes.
As I saw on your guys' website, what are you guys' normal? Are you going to be open 7 days or?
We're going to be open 6 days. So closed on Monday. I feel like that's pretty typical. We're going to see how it goes though with that. Then on Tuesday, we'll be open at 3, hit that crowd that leaves the industrial park 3 o'clock, then closing at 10. Then Wednesday, 3 to 10. Thursday, 3 to 11. Friday, Saturday, noon to midnight. And then Sunday, noon to about 8.
Okay. So you guys aren't doing food there. Are you guys doing like, you know, finger food, snacks, BYO food? Yep.
All of the above. Yes.
Part of the reason we picked the location that we have, we actually have 5 restaurants right next door.
Oh, there you go.
Like having 5 kitchens without having to cook.
Do they deliver?
Yes.
Some of them, I should say. Yeah.
There you go.
I'm sure they can, you know, if they really wanted to, they can get takeout and just bring it on over, and then they get a beer waiting for them when they come over. So, it'll
work. Well, I know what I'm trying to think of the name of the restaurant that's over in Hazel Park that's really, really good that just opened up and that they do food for Sellermans.
Oh, cool. Oh,
and I can't think of the name of
the restaurants in Hazel Park and good all in the same semi.
No, it's what do you call it? There's a waiting list for the restaurant because it's a he doesn't have a Michelin star, but he's got that other like giant
notification. Dana would know.
Yeah, my wife would know.
Yeah, Dana would know.
Your sister had to make that mention.
Yeah, no.
Here we go.
Normally, I'm the one that makes that mention. Now it's the husband that's making the
25 episodes in, same joke.
Yeah,
still.
Same joke.
25.
Drink your natty dad. So,
shut up.
What are you guys' favorite styles of beer? What do you like to drink normally?
IPAs. Definitely. IPAs. For me, I know.
The hoppier, the better? Like, triple like IPA, double dancer?
Oh, I wish he was here for Heady Topper now.
Oh, God. That's disappointing. That 650 IBU from Dogfish Head that they cleaned.
That's
going to
be coming out. Yeah.
We didn't like
Heady Topper.
Wait, hold on. 1,000 IBU?
1,000 IBU from McKellar. You're chewing on the beer. Yes.
No, that's news to us. Wow. How could we hear about that?
That's nasty.
You might as well just take the hop and chew. Yeah,
it's like hops.
Have you ever done
beer.
That? What? It hurts.
Chewing on a hop? No.
I think I'll pass now.
There was I had the opportunity because there was a hops plant behind the fraternity house that was growing, and they
you didn't just go chew on it?
No.
It seems like something would have
I didn't even know it was a hops plant until one of the alumni says, like, hey, I need those hops off the vine. I'm like, what hops are you talking about? He shows
well,
me
he
in
needs
the back
to make a salad.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. And he takes me out there, and it's like, oh, wow, there's hops here. That's crazy.
I love how you lived in the house and you didn't know there was a giant hops plant.
I lived there
right
for over
you.
3 years and I did not know.
It's funny.
Yeah. It's just sitting there on like a barbed wire, like, string.
A barbed wire.
Yeah, it's out. Yeah, the supermarket, it's not a supermarket anymore. The supermarket that was there at the time, they had barbed wire on the top of their building.
Right. You mean the parking lot for your fraternity parties?
Yeah, sure, exactly. Yeah, the parking lot for my fraternity parties, you know, it was like growing on that barbed wire and I never even noticed it was there.
So what about you? What's your favorite styles that you are you would a hop head to? Where
depends on the weather, depends on my mood. Anything from a good Czech Pils. Yeah, IPA, yeah. It's kind of my standard, but I go all over the place with styles.
What about a nice lager?
Oh, I love a good – I wouldn't – called that a nice lager.
It's not bad. As he's referring to the natty daddy.
I don't know.
I can pour you a glass.
I would actually be curious.
Yeah, here, let's grab a glass.
You guys should be shocked. You're expecting something bad. It's actually pretty smooth.
I feel like I should have taken a lactaid before I had one of these. I mean, it's like carbonated Kool-Aid where somebody didn't put enough sugar in it.
No, maybe I'm just used to the bad beer. Maybe that's all my.
I love the face. The face that he gave too.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yep.
I feel like I need to. Take
brings
a
me
taste.
Right back to college. Married?
Now she wants to.
I'm interested.
Brings me back to my King Cobra 40 days.
It's not as bad as like the Beast or anything like that, where you know. The description that I always have that it tastes like beer pong. Whereas this
tastes like beer pong.
It tastes like beer pong.
This reminds me.
Yeah.
Ping pong ball, like warm water.
Yeah. This reminds me of Edward 40 Hands.
You know? Oh, I love that game. You'll play that. We should do that live one day in here. Have Edward 40 Hands.
Well, it can't be me. I got to man the boards. I vote Nick. I don't think he could finish one, though.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, come on.
We do actually have a lager in the works.
Okay.
The 500th year anniversary of the Reinheitsgebot, the German beer purity law, is April 23rd. So we're releasing a Munich Dunkel that day. Yeah. Should be pretty exciting.
All right. You know, it's one of those things. I try anything and everything that's not a chili beer. So it's like the only beer I can't do. I can't do. I actually had a buddy of mine who gave me a chili beer and didn't tell me it was a chili beer.
Oh. Nice.
And he overreacted severely.
Oh, fuck you. I don't do spice. Therefore, anything spicy is bad. Like, that's as simple as that. So, so you guys brought some beers. You brought
yes.
the let's do the saison first, if you don't mind.
That
we can,
sounds like a good one to start with.
So did it have a name, or was it just the saison?
It's called Road to Charms.
Road to Charms.
It's a little bit whimsical.
Why is that?
Well,
teach us the whim.
I feel like just the mysteriousness of the road.
And the style.
I don't know. Like, yeah. I thought it was Mixed a cool feeling. Name, honestly. I thought it was a cool name. It sounds whimsical, so... Yep. Honestly, saisons are one of my favorite for our wedding. He brewed an amazing saison. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
He just did that to save money.
It was actually more expensive.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure the style of beer, too. Yeah. A little bit
it
more
It was a
expensive.
Strawberry saison. Well,
that's full.
So.
Oh, boy.
Well, I think, isn't that what Lips of Faith is from
I think it's a sour
Rochester
series,
Mills? Is
man.
It a sour series?
I think so.
I can't remember. I just remember it being strawberry. Or no, it's cherry.
Cherry, yeah.
Cherry,
right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we've had that, actually.
Yeah, I did not like Lips of Faith. I had it at the Zoo Brew one year, and it was just not a fan at all.
I'd say I had it at Embrew. And it
you
was,
might have
I was
had
like,
it
this is really good,
this
actually.
Is nice. I like it. Very smooth.
Thank you.
Does it pair well with a nice lager?
Yeah, does it mix well with the Natty Natty? Should we start making, like, hybrids? Start mixing?
What were you drinking last week?
You mixed it, too.
You were drinking a mixture of two IPAs last week that you actually enjoyed.
Oh, goodness. What was it? It was...
We might have to bring up the old list from last week.
Might have to pull up the Twitch video.
The Twitch video, yeah.
Playback! You need to rinse the replay.
It was the whole point of basically putting together...
It was the Raja and the Jai-Alai, wasn't it?
It was sounds definitely the Raja
you
because
mean the highlight
or no the mosaic the Ryan guys
it was,
oh,
that that's
was
right
good
it
one.
Was the mosaic the mosaic is good on its
yeah,
own
yeah
because
you had the Jai-Alai
yeah
and I did not like
highlight
whatever
go to Florida a couple
sounds
times
sounds better
I seriously am probably the only person in this world where somebody went to Cigar City and I asked for the Maduro Brown Ale as opposed to Jai-Alai. Assholes.
But yeah, I had the Rheingeist mosaic, which is a really good pale ale, and I really just did not enjoy because my friend just kept really really pushing the Avery's Raja their double IPA, and I just really was not getting into it. So yeah, it was like that point we were just getting ready to dump the stuff, and then put both of them together. And I said, "Well, should I dump this or should I? You know what the hell? What it is beer? I'm just going to drink it." And damn, it was good. It's like it didn't
well,
make
it was
any
probably
sense.
A little warmed up too, which is definitely an interesting taste for an IPA as well when you're drinking it a little more.
Yeah,
like you would drink a stout or a barrel age or a porter or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was surprised. So yeah, definitely next time I might actually be going down to Ohio next week. So if I do get a chance to go down there, I might try and get some more Rheingeist, if not Mosaic. Because it's on the bottle, it says it's a limited. So if not that, I might get some more Truth or
one of their other IPAs that they have.
Well, I'll see what I find tomorrow when I go down to Toledo. So okay. I'll shoot you a ring. Yeah, I'm going to Toledo tomorrow. So obviously the very simple craft beer question in the world, what's your craft beer of choice? Your go-to, always in the fridge, always have to have
I wish we beer. Could have it in our fridge.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. All the time.
Founders Red's Rye.
Red's Rye, down. Okay.
Love it. Choice.
Yeah. That's both of you.
Yes.
It broke my heart when they stopped bottling it.
Do they brew it at all and keep it in? So they keep it in house in regards to.
You can find it on draft year round too.
Oh, can you? They just don't bottle it.
Is it
anymore.
Better on draft though?
It Ooh. Is probably Ooh. Better on draft. You should ask the people who enjoy it. That's
course,
for sure.
Of course,
most definitely.
So what? I believe if Nick the Brewer were here, would that be the one that? If it were the last one in the fridge and somebody took it into party, would that be the one you would punch somebody in the face?
Oh, no, yeah. I forgot about that question.
Oh, I'm sure there'd be more since they don't bottle it anymore.
Oh, Nick That's right. Brewer.
Nick the Brewer, yeah. I was going to say, yeah. If they were to stop bottling that beer that is in your fridge that you would punch someone and that was the last one and you can't find it anymore, damn.
Yeah, we went around the table with that one. That was a good conversation.
For the record, I still have Saturn.
I still have
Bell Saturn.
I dropped my Saturn off to somebody else to get a Bell's 9000. So,
ooh, that's nice. A good trade. Mm.
That's good.
It cost me a little more than just the Saturn.
I was going to say.
It cost me a little more than the Saturn, but nonetheless, I'm still I'm attempting to see how far I can trade up in regards to. So, I had a 6-pack of Hop Slam, and I got 3 bottles of Fourth Dementia for it. Then from those 3 bottles of Fourth Dementia, I got a bomber of Sucre, I believe is S-U-C-R-E from the brewery, which is their yearly anniversary releases. So I'm trying to see how high I can get, like $2 or $3 up a little bit more every single time. So whenever somebody wants that Sucre, and I'm the only one that has it nearby.
Shit, throw in the Natty Light and our Natty.
The Natty Daddy.
Those are Natty Lights.
Yeah. These are Natty Daddies.
Start trading these.
These are Natty Heavies, that's for sure.
Not Natty Ice.
No.
I did bring Ice House onto the show one time.
Oh, God, yeah. He was, punishing himself. Yeah. I don't know what was going on.
He had a bad day.
So I'm going to drink bad beer. Yeah.
Punishing himself now.
Beer reflects my mood.
Rob's like,
right now, your mood is drinking 25 ounces of Murica.
Well, if this is what a Murica feels like or tastes like, then
so is there a bottled-on date that we can look at? Because I think it's a little bit fresher than the other beer that you have.
What, the Jaw Jacker?
That Jaw Jacker, yeah.
Probably is.
The Jaw Jacker tastes a lot better than Natty Daddy.
I don't know about that. Jaw Jacker wasn't a really good pumpkin ale, in my opinion.
I actually like it. It's really good.
Do you?
Yeah. It's legit.
I'm thinking the E&B might be fresher than this.
The E&B where I had to look it up to see what it was and realize that it's now a loft in Detroit. You can go to the EMB brewery and actually live there because it's just a bunch of lofts now.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
So we do appreciate you guys coming. What type of events do you guys plan on having there? Are you guys going to have live music, entertainment, pub trivia?
We plan on having.
Wait a minute.
We're not opposed to it. Let's just say that.
Okay.
No. Live music for sure. In the fall, what?
Yeah, we really want to push an Oktoberfest.
Nice.
I've spent plenty of time in Germany. Kind of grew up there as a kid and went back a couple times since then. So I definitely fond for anything German. So we hope to push that event. And, you know, the Wixom area or that general part of Oakland County doesn't really have anything like that. So
plans to not produce outside, but sell beer outside of your brewery itself, like kegs as well as cans and bottles?
Cans and bottles are a little
down the line.
A little ways in the future. But no, we definitely plan, hopefully sooner than later, if we can keep up with inventory in-house, I can start kicking out beer to other places.
What about Brewers Guild festivals? You guys plan on trying to attend as a brewer this year?
Yeah, if we can.
Certainly, yeah. I know there's a wait period now.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
That's what we've heard.
I was going to say, we're not going to have Eric back on until July.
I should probably talk to Eric.
We've had Eric on a few times, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had him on our very first episode.
Oh, no kidding.
Came in, and then the next episode he came in, we had a mini keg of Hop Slam.
Yeah.
And
that we killed.
Yes. Yeah, we destroyed that mini keg. And then he was just like, oh, yeah, I brought some beer. And we walk out, and there's
two
a bunch
cases
of beer. And he brought us blueberry pancake before they started canning it for public. And I'm like, oh.
The snow days, which didn't even have anything on it either.
Yeah.
The no-label beers.
Yep. Then somebody took the blueberry pancake stand.
Oh, because you didn't.
Well, I saved one for one of our sponsors, and then they started mass producing it. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, nothing really I can give you that it's special.
Which sponsor
anymore.
Was this, by the way?
That was Three Nick Scoreboard.
Three Nick Scoreboard. Hey. Oh, you see what I did that with that one?
I did.
Yeah.
You know, you guys can take the roles of, you know, doing some segues.
But you're so
sponsor.
Well, you're so good at it.
No, though. I'm not.
Yeah.
I am the most dad jokey of segues ever.
Dad jokey?
Yeah. This is like setting up dad jokes.
Oh, yeah.
You know what a dad joke is, Dan? You're a dad.
If you're ever in Allen Park.
Do one of your kids come up and say, I'm hungry, and you say, hi, hungry, I'm dad.
Oh, is that a dad joke?
That's a dad joke.
I don't even, wow.
Well,
I'm going to have to show you some dad jokes.
Ken, if you want me to take a crack at it, I will.
No, that's all right. So Three Nick Scoreboard over in Allen Park. Definitely a great wait staff down there. 28 taps, always the latest and the greatest in regards to beers. And then every Friday they randle some beers to get different flavors from the beers. Obviously our favorite. At least my favorite was the 312 with the chocolate and the coffee.
That was good. That you could taste the coffee in that one. I do remember that.
It was probably one of my favorite beers that they ever randled, and I'm glad we got it on draft, obviously.
Yeah.
But we got it in a holler to bring it up here. I think the camera's not doing so hot up there.
Nick
but
keeps screwing around. I don't know. What
oh, well.
Up to.
That's what he's there for, to screw around.
We need
around
another laptop for that.
For you to screw around?
Yeah, to screw around with, yeah. No, because I keep on hitting the cord. Because it's hooked up. And
maybe we need to bring like a TV dinner tray to put like right under.
Might not be a bad idea.
I have a couple at home we could probably do.
Leave one here and then it'll get stolen or broken.
Sure.
No comment.
So what about breweries? Where do you guys like to go? I mean, you were talking about, what was it, Big Rock?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
before
back in the day,
back
yes.
in the days.
Back in the good days, yes. For
good old
happy
days.
Hour.
So, what about the current days? I mean, you're in Novi, so you have a decent amount of new breweries up there.
My parents actually have a cabin up in Bel Air, Michigan, so I've
nice. Always oh. been right there.
Yeah. Always been fun.
It's obvious he wants to go to Tequamanon Falls.
Is it still?
No, we're talking shorts here. Or peninsula. Yeah.
Yeah, we're actually having shorts on in June, I believe.
Yeah, I think it was early June.
Yeah, the guy that was supposed to come on from shorts like 2 or 3 weeks from now, he got transferred to Connecticut to promote shorts in Connecticut because obviously they started selling outside. What do you guys feel about that? I mean,
I don't know.
I think it's a great business move. Yeah, for sure. Unfortunate about the packaging, you know.
Oh yeah,
that's actually what I was looking for to see if that.
It's probably on the six pack carrier case behind in the bag.
But great call, I think. It's you know you have to grow. If you want to grow, you got to go out of state.
What's that famous Tommy Boy quote? If you're not growing, you're dying.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're not growing, you're dying. So, for us, I mean, one of the big things in regards to our show is that, you know, we take beer as business. Beer is business as much as you love it, as much as it's a hobby for a lot of people. It's still a business. You still have to make money, whether you're on the distribution level, whether you're on the brewing level, whether you're on the selling level. You still have to make the money.
Yes.
You can't. This isn't charity here.
Yes, we feel that right now.
Well, I'm sure, hopefully, you know, with the way that a lot of breweries have been opening lately, how Ascension opened, Sellerman's, Lansing Brewing Company, all these other breweries, you know, they knocked it out of the park. And it wasn't because of great beers that they had or a former brewer that they had. They had it because the community is there to support.
Yes.
And I think you guys are going to feel that tomorrow and Sunday. Or I don't know. You probably won't be open Sunday.
No, not Sunday.
Because of the holiday. So tomorrow.
Make sure you get a two-day break.
2 days.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Sleep in.
Yep.
Well, any That's kids? Do you have to set up the Easter Bunny or?
No kids.
Hell no.
Hell no. Wow. With authority.
Conviction out behind that.
Please.
The breweries are canned.
Goodness. Yep.
So, but you can't ground the brewery, though, if it acts up.
That's a good point. point.
Can't put it in timeout because that means it's not making you money.
Right.
You
can shut the power off, I guess.
I still
think that's, come do that
doesn't
for
benefit
you.
Me, though.
I was going to say, yeah, we know someone who works for DTE that can shut off your power for you.
If it's a 277-480 service, I want nothing to do with it.
I don't. You just said a bunch of numbers.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Are you calling Jenny there? 867-5309.
Yep, that's exactly it. Now that's a voltage level that's pretty nasty.
Oh, shit.
Nice job. Hey.
Well, you guys can keep talking.
What are you doing?
Man down.
I always thought that would be me that did that. Yeah. First. That's the first time I assumed it was going to be.
Is that the first time that somebody spilled on the air?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was sure it would be me at some point. I get so drunk sometimes during the show. It's like ridiculous. And I was sitting there doing the board.
I'm surprised we didn't do it the very first show.
Oh, well, yeah. We were beyond. We were obliterated.
How strong is that natty daddy?
It is 8%. So it's below our normal threshold, but it's up there. So
as everyone on Twitch is actually watching
the cleanup right now, the frantic stuff going on,
watching me go into complete emergency.
You were supposed to go to like
Robert
the emergency.
Robert is just now putting his headphones back on because there is a delay.
I was gonna say you should have went to like the multicolored bars, so then nothing would have been seen.
No.
Sorry, we're experiencing
technical difficulties. A cool technical difficulty is like picture to put
the,
up.
The cool thing is that I can actually do that. I just gotta find one off Google Image or something like that.
With like some dumb music playing.
Some elevator music.
Well, thankfully we got nothing on the electronics, so we're good to go.
Hey, all right.
Back to the natty daddy.
If you think that's good, we got some other stuff that I'm sure we can crack open here in a little bit.
We have your other beer.
Oh, we have the other beer.
Sorry, yeah, what you brought.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What? Yes. Yeah, let's get to that.
I wasn't enjoying the Saison until I basically mixed them.
You poured them together.
Are we forced to finish
them?
This thing?
Oh, no, you're not forced to finish that. You don't. No. I'll probably finish mine, but no one else has to finish
it. Okay, good. That's good to know.
Come on.
He only spent $4 on it.
No, you guys have to finish this. That's a rule. You can't leave.
So what's the... Wow. Do we have time before we go to the break?
We can pour them before we go to the break, and then post break.
Do you guys want
to
do that?
Yeah, let's pour
before we go to the next break.
Definitely.
Now the first one was the Charms one. Forgive me on the name.
Road to Charms.
Yep. Road to Charms.
How did you not remember that?
It's very whimsical.
Because I'm drinking stupid natty daddy. Dan, shut up. The second one. What's the next one?
So this is the only Fool's Russian. Imperial style.
Oh, here we go. 10%. Now we're done with the warm-up, guys.
These are standards. Am I okay to be warm of more glasses here?
Oh, yeah. We bring them all. So.
Oh, episode 2. If you would have gone back and saw episode 2, we had the table
photos.
Was covered. There was nowhere to put anything on the whole table.
That was when North Center was there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. North Center brought all their beers. We brought all our beers.
And
it was definitely excited.
That was a shit show.
Yeah, it was one of those where we're not going to repeat episode number. We repeated episode number one.
I don't know. I haven't been that drunk since episode one.
Roke.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
No, but I didn't. I wasn't spinning when I went to bed. No. Episode one, I was like,
We had. Have you guys? Obviously, you're hop heads. Have you had Blow Your Face Out yet?
No, I'd like to though.
Oh,
it's a good beer.
I have not heard one bad thing about that beer except for the words that came out of my mouth. But I'm not an IPA person.
Roke brought us a six pack. They're like, drink. I'm like, okay.
The community that I've been just seeing the post on Facebook. Everyone has been enjoying it. It has been nothing but, hey, this is basically going to be one of the new heavy hitters.
Yeah.
That it takes, at least for in my opinion, it kills Hetty Topper.
Mm-hmm. I mean, everything. Right. Netty Daddy kills Hetty Topper.
I like Natty Daddy better.
Might have to throw it through Randall a couple times.
Yeah, can we Randall the Natty Daddy?
Can we Randall it for some hops for them?
Call up three Knicks. Call up three Knicks.
I have to drink kombucha to kill the bacteria that Natty Daddy is putting back into my system.
That 8%, there's no bacteria there.
Peroxide.
For the record, when Nick said it was 4 cans for $4, he certainly as hell was not lying, because it says on here 4 for $4.43.
Yes. You know, back in the day, I used to drink 40s of King Cobra 3 for $5.
I know. I used to hang out with him back then.
Wait, what, amazing time. What is it now?
It's like 2 for $5. I mean,
that's pretty good.
The
I'm
price.
That you
for,
know that.
You know, back when I started drinking, I mean, I don't know how old you guys are, but I was drinking back in like 2000, 2001. And you go to Farmer Jack at 1 in the morning, it's $1.49 for a 40 of King Cobra.
Did they actually sell them at Farmer Jack?
They did. Oh, yeah. I used to live across from that one right by the, where do we see that wrestling show? Whatever. The Ritz,
yeah.
There's oh, yeah, 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 yeah,
they used to
yeah,
sell them
yeah.
there, yep. And they'd be 24 hours, $1.49. Like, all right.
No shit.
I used to work till 1, so I'd get there at 1:30, grab some 40s, and go home. It's good times.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to tell you what we think about the Fool's Russian when we come back from Better on Draft. All right, we are back.
That caught me off guard. I'm like 15
number
seconds.
Number
25. Song just started.
Yes. Episode number 25 of the Better on Draft podcast. Yeah. I got it right this time.
Yeah, not 15. Not Christmas Eve.
Not 15, no. I guess. Oh, I have no idea. I drink a lot while we're here.
It happens.
Well, time traveling.
I was
going
to say, no. We started in October, so like Christmas would have been like 12 or 13.
Yeah, I'm
so this
pretty
is,
close.
We're like near, you know.
It'd be like New Year's Day.
We're like AFC Championship.
AFC Championship.
Obviously not the
NFC Championship.
We're
like Wild Card Weekend, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
So we poured some Fool's Russian from only Fool's Russian, the official title on Untappd. What do you guys think about it? Have you guys had
very
it?
Very good.
Yeah,
very good.
Impressed.
Why don't you talk about it, Dan, while I actually try it?
Well, no, the great thing I was saying, I don't know if I said it on the air when we went off, you can't taste the alcohol. It's like you said 10%.
Yes.
Amazingly good.
Where
yeah.
is it?
Where is
the alcohol?
Oh, I'm like, what?
It's actually alcohol free.
I don't see
it's,
that.
It's NA.
This is a thing. It might be a good thing.
This is a challenge to the O'Doul's crowd that they're trying to reach out to.
This is a stout I would hope. I don't know if you guys plan to see some variants, like add some hops to a Randall or something like that. It'd probably be really freaking good.
Like a hop stout?
Yeah, like a hop stout, something like
that. Yeah, like
that.
I was saying, we're tapping the firkin with a vanilla bean. We also threw some of this in a rye whiskey barrel.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty damn good.
Yeah, I haven't tried your ESB. I was telling you off the air, ESB is one of my favorites. But this will be hard to top. That's a good beer.
Thank you.
Yeah, I definitely like it. You don't taste the alcohol at all, and definitely the drink is good. It's very smooth.
This
too.
Is the $40 Uber ride back to Ferndale from Wixom. Oh yeah, like I go there and pound these back. Oh, I can't drive now.
It's like, did I ever tell you the story about Terry's Terrace with the final absolution?
No.
So I'm at Terry's Terrace. I'm hosting pub trivia. And they were selling 23-ounce Final Absolutions for like $6. So I'm like, all right, Final Absolution, number 2, number 3.
Oh,
my 2-hour show's over, and I stand up.
Dang it.
And I sit right back down. And I keep playing music, and they're like, you know, you only have to be here for an extra, you know, 20, 30 minutes. And I'm like, I can't drive right now. So if you don't mind, I'm just going to keep playing music. They're like, sure, I like it, so...
I had I got a story that top said in college. My bar of choice, Crunchies in East Lansing, did Sunday nights half off all beer, any beer. They had 120-minute Dogfish 120-minute on tap.
Oh,
25-ounce mug for $10.
Whoa! Oh, good night,
good lord.
That's like the magic trick night, except not as good. Or the dirty trick, not the magic trick.
The dirty trick.
Honestly, thought I saw Ken sweating for a second.
The Bourbon County we were drinking for like a ridiculously low price.
Yeah, before we really got into craft beer, like we liked craft beer, but we didn't really get into craft beer, so we didn't know, you know, the heavy hitters, the you know the rarities, the Dark Lords, the Hoonas, the whatever else. So we showed up to a bar. Which
how drunk are you, Nick?
Not enough, apparently.
We showed up to a bar down in Detroit, which is now closed. They actually closed from the flood that happened a few years ago.
Okay,
when we had that downpour. Yeah. They just never could reopen. So they closed, and we walked in there, and there was Bourbon County on draft. And
on a Friday night. Like, people didn't know it was there. I don't know how we walked
in. We just walked in.
What's this? And they're like, there's this county. I don't want that. I want Bud Light.
Oh, no, we weren't that bad. But we're like, you know, hey, do you guys want to try this? It's from Goose Island. And we're like, sure, why not? So we had it. And it wasn't that cheap as the Dogfish Head was. But definitely one of those, like, random, we shouldn't have been drinking it, but we were. But we had a...
It was, like, the third bar we were at. After we were killing, like, Under the Kilt at...
Oh, yeah. It was
Town Pump.
Yeah, we were drinking pitchers of Under the Kilt.
That we got for free. Somehow. Yeah. Someone bought us a pitcher of Under the Kilt, and then we go and drink that.
Yeah, we used to, back in the day, we used to drink by the pitcher. We never drank by the pitcher's glass.
Yeah.
And it's always the cheapest.
We did too.
You know, when even where I host pub trivia, I usually order by the pitcher because it's a lot cheaper than going by, you know, 23-ounce or pints. So
I'll
take a pitcher.
Well, when me and Aaron met, he was drinking out of a pitcher.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. See, now I'm like even more now. Yep. And we got days.
So a pitcher of what?
Two-hearted. Pitcher of Two-Hearted.
Yep. Two-Hearted. Nice. Oh. Yeah. That's
Nick,
a little.
Ken bought me my first Two-Hearted.
Like you said, it's cheaper.
Yes, I did.
Ever, yeah.
What was it, $3?
$3 for a pitcher.
Yeah, it was burger night at one of the bars in East Lansing. Yeah,
you got a pitcher of
$3 pitchers, any pitcher. Yeah,
Jesus, I went to the wrong college at the wrong time. Yeah.
So did I. Apparently, good lord, I went to Michigan State.
How do places like that stay in business? Shit,
I've also had 25-ounce mugs of KBS at Crunch.
What?
They've changed their policies since.
Oh yeah,
probably because of me. But
I would think that would go back before the day when everybody started completely hunting trucks down, trying to get just one bottle.
What? That doesn't happen.
So that's what I'm saying. We walked in and bought this off out of a keg on a Friday night. So and there was no one there like getting it. Like now people would be lined up out the door for it.
Oh,
this
is
right. 3 years ago.
There are people, I was at 8 degrees on Wednesday and it wasn't a nut house. Everything was pretty organized and just as they do with any release that they have that is gonna have a huge crowd, they do a very good job of organizing it. But
did you get KBS?
It was
yes, because he knew the follow-up question.
Yes,
where is it?
It's at home, sitting in my cold storage room.
Oh, why didn't you bring it in?
You're keeping it cold.
It's the room. I mean,
oh, that's a good beer.
It's like a fruit salad.
I have an old ass house that has, you know, 150 square feet of nothing but constant 40 degrees.
Nice.
So
sounds like my house.
Drafty in the basement.
It's a very nice room, and it's kind of like with my fiance. She wanted to have a craft room, so she got her craft room. And
you got the beer room.
You know, I have my beer craft. She has her craft room. I have my craft beer.
So how many how many natty daddies do you have in that room?
I hope you have a case at least.
I have exactly zero.
This
natty
is the kind of beer I want to walk home.
You know what?
Walk
you know what? Dan,
crack
we should gift him some natty daddies.
When's your wedding?
When's your wedding?
The wedding is going to be Thursday, October 13th.
Oh,
Thursday!
Congratulations,
for
my birthday.
Thursday. It is somewhat of a special day, actually, on both of our sides, because my fiance, her sisters, basically got married on October 13th.
Okay.
So,
well, you know what you're getting from me. I hope you know now.
Of natty ice.
No, I was going to get you a case. You only want a 4-pack, though.
Well,
I mean,
you know, standard wedding gift is like $50, so, I mean, that should at least get you 3 cases. One.
Oh, God, yeah. If I'm spending $50 on natty daddy,
Where are we going to find 50? We might have to go to a few stores. We might have to truck chase the natty daddy truck.
Right, but like I was saying, with 8 degrees, I mean, there wasn't any truck chasing that was going on there, which is a lot of people that were running into the store.
Now, was this Detroit or Ferndale?
This was Detroit. Because Ferndale, they released it the following Thursday morning.
They did yesterday.
Yesterday morning.
Okay.
Did you see the people in line outside?
No, I wasn't there. Even though I live literally feet away from there. No,
a football field, as you said.
It's about 100 yards I live from there. So,
No. Detroit was very smooth. It was like you walked in and you had Tim or Bridget, the owners. They basically, the moment you walked in, hey, you here for KBS? You know, if somebody said yes, you got put on the list. They gave you a ticket, and it said, you know, hang around, have a beer. If you're going to buy something else, we'll put it behind the counter.
and we started selling at 6. And when they realized that they had more, they had enough people that hit their allotment, anybody else that came in, it was, we're sold out. If you want to hang out and someone doesn't come and pick up their bottles, then, you know, it's we can put you on a list after that. But just so you know, we're done. We have more than enough people to buy out what we have.
So basically a bunch of people showed up and then left.
No. It's like there were a couple. I mean, it wasn't a bunch of people. There were some that came in and, you know, there was that pure look of shock that, you know, they were saying, yeah, we're sold out. And they're like, what, already? I'm like, well, you know, when somebody says that they're going to sell it at 6, don't walk in at 5:52.
Why can't I walk in at 7:30 and get this right now?
I mean, it's not Ticketmaster. You can't just sit there and wait till 10 o'clock to try and buy the tickets. You have to expect that there's going to be some sort of a line. And that's basically what it was that – and that was actually kind of the good thing, was that it wasn't just everybody lined up outside the door. It was you walked in, they put you on a list, and then you had the ticket. You were good. I walked in, and, you know, I got a beer. I actually ended up buying a four-pack of a coffee stout. I can't even remember what the name of it is now.
Didn't even buy a Founders beer. God.
How many Natty Daddies were being consumed?
Jeez.
I remember when they used to carry Black Label at the Ferndale store.
They did, yeah. When he first opened, no, he had, like, all the old beers. He had, like, Blatz and...
Blatz.
Old Milwaukee.
Goodness. I don't know if he had Old Milwaukee. No, he had a bunch of, like, High Life and things like that.
But, yeah, a lot of people weren't leaving. It was just pretty much, oh, okay, and... You know, most people just ended up
when you have
else.
Like a 16 tap bar as well. Yeah. You can.
Right. It's an advantage he has there. He's learned a bit too. When he used to just have the Ferndale store, and one of the KBS actually releases a couple of years ago was a disaster. Like, I tried to go there intentionally like 2 hours after the release to go buy other beer, and he still had like 20 people in line doing crap. He's like, oh, he like felt so bad too.
Mm-hmm.
So he's really straightened that out. Yeah, pretty
It was really smooth. And I mean, heck, there. And the one thing I didn't know this until the other day was that they can ring you up at the bar too.
Yep.
So
for buying like bottles,
for buying bottles. So,
I didn't even know that.
Because basically, I had the four pack, and I basically was just kind of walking around. I was just gonna get. I got some low end theory while I was there, and they're like, "Yeah, I can ring you up right now."
So, nice.
So, all right, so rung it up, got the beer. Drank my beer, took the four pack in the cart, and just came back in and hung out.
My favorite thing there too is all the where you can put your beer behind the counter. Like, oh, I grabbed all these. Lockers. Now I'm gonna go get lit at the bar, and then I'll grab these on the way out. That's one of my favorite things about them. It's pretty bad, but I'm like, oh, I can get drunk and then just go like, oh, number three, and like to give me my 8 beers and then go stumble home.
Right, and plus, I mean, it's like what you guys are doing with drafting tables, that you're going to have the restaurants that are going to be nearby, is that that's actually one of the things I like about 8 Degrees, is that I can go to a restaurant nearby and I can come in, because I don't like the beer selection that the restaurants have, that I could come in and I could have my food and I can drink the beer that's there.
Right.
So that's a really, really nice setup that you guys are going to have. And just with the restaurants that I haven't been in Wixom quite a while. I guess probably not since the days of WXOM TV 20.
WXOM TV 20.
WXOM TV 20.
Oh,
yes.
My.
Yes. That's probably – it's been a long time since I've been in Wixom. But
now you have a reason to come back.
Yeah, now I definitely have a reason to come back. But to have that advantage and to have those restaurants that are right next door, that is definitely, I would say that's definitely going to be a very good advantage.
Yeah. Yep. For sure.
You know who else does that?
I have a pretty good idea who you're going to tell.
North Center Brewing.
Yes, they do.
Oh, get out of here.
Over in Northville, Michigan, Bob and the guys, great beer selection over there. Proud sponsor of the Better on Draft podcast since day 8.
Yeah, they came on pretty late. He came in here, he's like, holy crap, I like what you guys are doing.
They pretty much showed up, sponsored us, and I was like, all right. Made things simple, great beer choice, full-on shuffleboard. So if you're looking for a nice, like a really nice shuffleboard, because it's hard to find at a bar, like full length, not the little cheesy where you can do the bumper things.
Not like the stop
things.
Spot.
No, not like the stop
spot. Not their shuffleboard.
No. So go on over there, check it out. They definitely have a lot around the area too. You got
Stop Spot.
The Stop Spot. Oh yeah.
Episode one shenanigans.
Oh, that was pre-episode. Yeah, we drank before we drank here. That was a mistake.
Yeah, and pick shots.
What about Darwin Mamassian? Is he coming?
Darwin Mamassian is actually coming out pretty soon. Going to be playing a live show, not a beer. It's a guy.
Yeah, you guys thought that was Nick.
That was
Nick. Nick thought it was a beer.
They really need to give him a beer though.
The Darwin Mamassian.
The Darwin Mamassian.
Do they have nice blues on
tap? Like I was going to say, it's got a nice ring off the tongue. Yeah. Hey, I'll take a Darwin Mamassian.
Right. That should be. That
sounds like you could. That's a test to see if you're drunk. If you could say Darwin Mamassian.
What about nice bloobs? They got that.
Nice bloobs. I don't think nice bloobs is on draft right now.
Such a good beer.
That was the blueberry cobbler style or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a woman in the
mix. Yeah,
I didn't name it. But no, I insisted he bring that beer. Like when he was coming, I'm like, tell him to bring this. And he did. And I was like, all right, we win.
And then we go to the Fall Beer Fest. It's like, oh, yeah, it's been named something different.
Oh, it was called You're My Boy Blue.
Yeah.
You're My Boy Blue Berry Cobbler or whatever. Yeah.
And then at Beer Fest, it was Nice Blues.
Yeah.
It just sounds better.
And that Maple Brown. Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. That Maple Brown was so good.
He's like, we don't make it right now.
I don't know if you guys know. Obviously, I'm a big brown ale drinker.
Yeah, no kidding.
Could you tell it all?
For the last hour and a half.
That is my thing. I'm not a big fan, which is nice because that means usually any beer that I want, I get. So I don't know.
Everyone else is going to gravitate towards the IPA.
Yeah, what 22 IPAs do you have on tap is what everyone else is saying.
What 78 variations of Crooked Tree do you have today? Thanks, Hopcat. Is it really like considered a world record tab takeover when 78 of the beers is the same
little. That's the record.
Well, I thought originally Shorts had the record for being there, but then like Dark Horse came and took over all. But it was
Shorts
like,
had different beers.
Oh like, yeah,
Dark Horse like, oh, here's your 97.
That's because there's 160 different Shorts beers that's just come out this year
that's
for the
true.
First time ever.
They
that
just
I
came
still
out last month.
Had.
Yeah,
got to get up there, up by Tequamanon Falls, right?
Like diss that place. That's actually a nice.
So we were.
It's a long
it
ways away.
It was so funny because I was putting together a list of all the breweries. And trying to figure out, you know, where they all were. Because looking at a map is nice, but, like, I don't know, like, I can see on the map where everything is, but looking at the names of the cities, I'm like, where the hell is this city? Like, Ishpeming or whatever?
Ishpeming.
Ishpeming. Yeah. And I'm like, I've never heard of that before, but apparently it's a city. And I'm like, okay, thank you. I appreciate that. What's that?
It's a world of cheese.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yes.
Let's check that out.
You need to travel.
The next time I'm in the UP.
Well, aren't we going to Marquette for the
– We will be going to the Marquette UP for the UP Festival. Have you guys been to the UP Festival at all?
No, I've heard it's one of the best ones, though.
I think it's probably because it's –
a long ways.
It is a long ways away.
We can go check out the Guts Frisbee Hall of Fame.
Is that up there?
It is up there. It's a real thing.
Oh, wow.
Go to Christmas. You know,
Christmas. They got a casino there.
Oh, they're
good.
Really?
Yeah. We're good. We got things to do.
So I was driving home from Escanaba, and I drove past one of the – pretty much the only casino between Escanaba and the bridge, and I looked, and it was just dead. Like, how are you guys open?
Like, it had I know one of the Western UP ones. It couldn't have been St. Ignace or Sault Ste. Marie. Those are actually pretty busy.
I'll have to check it out on a map the next time.
A lot of those are only slot machine only too.
Oh, really?
When you head to Western part of the UP, yeah. Like, you go to Sault Ste. Marie because it's a college town. It's pretty jumping. There's like actually a lot of things to do there.
I was gonna say the only because I've only been to two tribal casinos. I've been to Mount Pleasant and then Turtle Creek.
See, you've missed. Oh, Turtle Creek, the one in Manistee?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm thinking
not Manistee, it's
Traverse City.
Thinking a Little River in Manistee. That one's a lot of fun.
Because I was actually in Bel Air when that happened, but I was also like 18. So.
No, first, we're going to talk.
Obviously, I didn't know what Shorts was.
Was it around?
No.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
It was around. I'm not that old. Jeez, I'm the youngest one here. Assuming.
Ooh, tough crowd.
Tough crowd.
So the Fool's Russian is really good. Do you have any more?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
We'll definitely pour a little more for me.
Yeah.
Should I actually
I don't know if
Ken
might
spill it. Apparently
that's what he does.
You have to share that out. A little bit.
Yeah. Share that a little bit. You know what? You can have it because I actually got my my whole
pass it over to Rob.
Bottle over
got
here.
Some Saison too.
I do need
I will take some of that.
Mix it with the Natty Daddy.
I will. You know, now challenge accepted. So I got to find the
somebody pass me a bottle opener, please. So I can.
I gotta find the Saison cup because I got like five.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
hey,
look at that little drafting table bottle. Here, take this lower end bottle opener over there.
That's my Fate of Tall one, jerk.
So we definitely got a couple beers that we want to do a try ourselves as I'm attempting to eliminate my refrigerator. So I got Alpha Kong, which is a sextuple ale, Belgian strong. It's not as, like, strong as you would think a quad, like, you know, thinking how much ABV a quad would
you
be.
You want some more Saison or
anyone? No, thank you. Not as strong as that.
What is that, Saison?
Yeah. This is Saison here. I'll pass it over here.
Yeah.
I think we've stopped caring about hand signals now. And it's just like,
there you go.
Yeah, because everyone on Twitch is going to notice exactly what we are up to now.
That is true.
How did you guys pass the beer without talking?
If you only knew.
Oh.
Now you know. Secret's out.
Right.
So one of the questions we always ask a lot of our new brewers or brewers who come in, what is your guys' definition of craft beer?
Oh, here we go. Loaded question. Be careful.
Well, no, it's not a loaded question because we truly don't care.
No, yeah, I know.
No,
but
we don't
we
care.
We don't. Bought Craft Check. We haven't busted that out.
We do have Craft Check.
Yes, we do.
There is an app that will check to see if a brew is craft beer or not based on the Brewers Association definition.
You're kidding.
He was on the show.
Isn't that all based on barrelage anyways?
No, because ownership is one of them. So Founders is not technically craft beer because they're owned 30% by
Ballast
San Miguel. Ballast Point's owned by Constellation now, so they're not craft beer anymore.
$1 billion brewery?
Yeah.
$1 billion brewery.
Wow. Yep.
It's amazing.
And there's
based
like
on projected sales, right?
The gray areas, like you have Perrin, which was bought out by Oscar Blues, but the owner of Oscar Blues is a hedge fund, not an alcohol company. Therefore, is it craft beer or not? You don't know.
Was it Boston beer that wasn't?
Boston beer and Yingling were both under. Originally, it was a 1 million barrel, then 2 million, then 6 million.
Didn't they come up as not craft when we scanned?
No, like, Boston's craft.
What about? Oh, Yingling did too. All right. I'm thinking of something else.
Both came up as craft. So what's your guys' definition of craft beer? There really is no right or wrong answer.
Sure.
You know, I tell people there's a right answer just because it's funny to hear them, you know, like, oh, Founders is the greatest thing in the world, you know. But
that macro swill?
That macro swill, yes.
Like that Goose Island
That
macro
Goose Island
swill.
Macro swill. You know, because we're definitely under the impression, you know, everybody hates on ABI, but they're still going to load their pockets with Bourbon County.
Oh, right.
Right, yeah.
So you're giving them, you know, money because you're buying Bourbon County. So what, you know, why are you making such a big deal over ABI, especially when it doesn't affect you. You know, us drinking Natty Daddy truly didn't affect you until you said, here, let me try some. And then it did affect you, but that was your fault, not mine.
But no, it's my fault. But
What's your guys' opinion on craft beer?
Well,
like what that definition?
My opinion would be your goal as the brewer, not brewing beer for the masses. You're not trying to brew that status quo beer, you know, fizzy yellow piss water beer,
AKA
exactly. honestly, that would be my definition. It's simple, but that's it. Yeah,
Kristen, right. I guess mine would be. I mean, craft.
Careful, Ken. You've done
anything
that once.
Kind of handcrafted.
AKA.
There needs to be some kind of skill that goes into it. It can't just be totally mass produced. It needs to have some complexity.
Not to the where you're taking a big, you know, bag of yeast and throwing it into a machine and letting it do its works.
You're physically
taking it and putting it in there yourself without the help of something automatic, basically.
Exactly, to where you still get that creativity with it, and I think that some of those breweries are losing
aspect,
that right now.
It is, especially if you're trying to make yourself stand out between the 20,000 variants of beer that are out there today.
It's funny you mentioned that because we talked about a little bit on the show, Dan, about the number of breweries that are out there in the United States. We actually hit like the peak.
We matched the 1880s.
Yeah, it was like 4,100 and something. I think it was 4,188 the Brewers Association actually just released their end of the year numbers for 2015.
Right.
It actually kept going up. We're up to like 4,269.
I believe it's going to keep going up for a while.
And so yeah, I mean,
especially
that,
when it's
exactly
getting to, like, are you guys a brew pub? Can you distribute? I think
we can distribute. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
But a lot of them aren't. So a lot of the places like Webb, even up the road, is a brew pub, so they can't distribute. And that's what you're seeing pop up everywhere.
Yeah.
Which is that's fine. I love being able to walk to the local places and get what they're making. That's
go to the Brewers Association website, they actually talk about how many out there are brew pubs, how many are out there are, you know, vice versa, you know, all the different variants of, you know, what constitutes this 4,269 breweries. And brew pubs was the number that one of the numbers that they actually made. I forgot the number, but it's there. It's they made like this really long publication about
it. But that's what was going on back then.
Yeah.
When we had over 4,000.
Yeah.
The same thing. The local place making their own stuff, and we're back to
every
that.
Corner saloon had their own stuff, and that constituted as a brewery at the time. Now today, fast forward to 2017.
Happy New Year's Eve, everybody.
I'll be 31 at the time. 2016, you know, we got there. It's literally, you know, new place opening almost every other week.
Sure.
And I guess, Ken, this is always a question that we always ask our guests.
Hi.
Hi. One of the questions.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. Do you guys see a bubble in the industry? You guys are in the industry. You guys are starting right up tomorrow.
They better not see a bubble.
Do you guys see a bubble in the industry coming, whether
it's
now or later, or
honestly,
not at all?
I think that sometime down the road, the consumers are going to realize what is good beer and what is bad beer. And they're going to distinguish who stays and who goes.
Okay.
So do you agree with John Taffer's opinion that 50% of craft beer is trash?
No.
Quoting, I guess. Semi-quoting.
No, that's
we got a no and an
Well.
Maybe. I mean, I don't want to make any enemies.
No, but.
I don't think so.
Not 50%, no.
20%? 1 out of 5?
It's really subjective. This is a subjective loaded question.
It's
not a loaded question.
Ken, are you a fan of symphonic metal? Does symphonic metal suck?
That's all right.
Well, see, it's a subjective question. Same with that. That's why it's
an opinion. It's not subjective.
Yeah, it's same thing. It's like it's your opinion on the whole thing.
Oh yeah, so. I personally think there's going to be a bubble. I think we just haven't seen where it's going to explode yet. I think there will be one. Just, you know, it's just where will it be? Like, I think we'll see it before it happens, but I think at this time we're not at that area.
I think, like, seeing how everything's going, we're going to talk about how many breweries. I think it's going to be in the distribution, like how many beers in the store. I think the brew pub type of situation is going to keep working.
No, I agree.
But the distribution, like how many I can get in the store might start to fall off.
So only so much shelf space.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
You can't put 500 different beers in a store, so that'll kill some probably.
But it's quite interesting to see the difference between a standard restaurant where, you know, 75% of restaurants fail within the first year, whereas breweries, the percentage of failure is extremely low, specifically in the state of Michigan, I should say.
And Ken, to kind of add to that, the Brewers Association actually published how many breweries actually closed in 15 versus the number of breweries that actually opened in 2015. You have in just the last year alone, you have 620 new brewery openings and only 68 closings in 2015.
That is impressive.
That's talking about closings and the small number. That's pretty crazy.
Just to put it down to Michigan, how many have closed in Michigan? Can you think of any breweries?
I can't.
Maybe a handful. Big Buck, Copper Canyon.
Well,
Big Buck's.
Yeah,
those
have been closed for a while.
Well, the Auburn Hills, I should say.
And that was a while ago.
That was a while ago.
You got Michigan Brewing Company. That's a couple
Michigan
years
Brewing
back.
Company.
Yeah,
was a few years back.
It's pretty rare even here. I mean, we're in Michigan. We talked about this. I think it was last week.
Michigan Brewing. I mean, Copper Canyon did have a little distribution, but Michigan Brewing had some pretty big distribution.
It was a pretty large footprint.
So for the fact that they lost, I mean, everybody pretty much ate up their entire clientele because there were so many decisions after they closed. Sorry, Dan.
No, you were fine. But no, we were talking about like Michigan being a colder place. We drink more beer than like if I'm in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to survive here more, but they're not really closing. I just think it'll be the shelf space, the whole the distribution.
Well, I think that's what happened to shorts. The shelf space is getting smaller for the state of Michigan.
That's what he said. If he wants to keep growing, they have to leave Michigan. Yeah, well, you're in tough competition here.
You need to get rid of the logo.
To kind of to kind of argue against that there's going to be a bubble, going further into what the Brewers Association talked about, the market share for craft brewers now was at 11% in 2014 by volume. That's up to 12.2%. So it's steadily increasing from year to year.
Right. And I mean, as far as the number of breweries in the state, there really wasn't that much of an increase from what was in. Because, I mean, the stats that they show from 2013, there was 131 breweries. In 2014, it went up to 159. So
in the state of Michigan?
In the state of Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah, we're up to
we're over 200.
Say we're over 200.
Yeah. Yeah.
And according to Rex Halfpenny, who publishes the Michigan Beer Guide. Yep. He said there's another 50 in planning or so.
Yeah, I think our list has over 300. We have a few, like, wineries who are technically brew pubs as well. Meaderies.
Is it like Sellerman's who makes a beer in addition to
Like Bee Nectar who has a few beers on their mead list.
The Shrams make beer?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't know. I kind of feel like, I mean, obviously, you know, we talk about beer, we don't talk about religion or politics, but in a way, breweries in a way to me feel like churches. Every neighborhood is going to have a brewery, everyone is going to have their preference of the breweries that you know that are in their own community. And I don't know; it sounds weird. It sounds like something completely out of this world. But there's so many breweries that can be had that can be in from one area to another. That's that area that's in Wixom that's going to cover Novi and.
You're trying
Novi
and
South Lyon,
South Novi.
South Lyon's another place that's kind of booming a little bit.
To cover that area.
Is that Milford? I mean, are we talking about Milford?
Milford's farther west?
No, Milford's right around us in Commerce.
Is it farther west than South Lyon?
Commerce.
All I know about South Lyon.
All I know about Commerce is Commerce and Commerce and Commerce.
And South Commerce and North Commerce.
Commerce Township.
Every Commerce road based on the direction Commerce of Lake. The road name doesn't go in that direction.
Yes.
That's what I know.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to pour out some of these beers that we got here and
crack
drink
open
them
some
up.
More.
Yep. Pop that 40. We'll be right back.
Crapping. I said crapping.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with episode number 25. We are in segment part 3. I had the music still going in the back. So
what was that music? What are you doing?
That is 21 Pilots.
Yep.
Episode 26, I'll be back at the helm. Well, torture is over. The torture is over.
Screw you.
I'm just messing.
My music isn't that bad.
I'm just messing. You're relaxed.
Sorry. My
that last song, though, was kind of bad. But
I like 21 Pilots. They're all right. I think
there's no jet going here.
Not
a fan of Joan Jett.
Kristen, you're lucky.
Sorry that we're going through our playlist now.
What's that?
Nothing. We'll keep going.
No. What did Rob say?
No, I was telling him. I was like, sorry that we're going through our trivia playlist.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely my trivia playlist. So we were talking throughout the break, and one of the things we brought up in regards to the two things, actually. We're talking about shorts. We're talking about how shorts has gone out of the state of Michigan. And I think both of you are in agreement with us in the fact that we still believe beer is a business and you have to grow.
So as much as
the, Michigan only, Michigan made or whatever their slogan was, it was time for them to grow. It was time for them to get out of there. And I think a lot of people wanted it. Shorts, I think the biggest thing people hated about Shorts leaving Michigan is that the trade value went down because you can get it anywhere.
You can get it in six states.
Yeah, you can get it in six states. So it's a lot easier as opposed to, New Glarus, which is still Wisconsin only, or, Hetty Topper, Alchemist, Three Floyds. Yeah. Well, Three Floyds you can get a lot of places.
Toledo, some of it.
Yeah, you can't get it in Michigan somehow.
It, but we got it here in the studio.
I think that's one thing
we do. One of my favorites.
Yeah, we actually got Alpha Kong running around as well as we have Permanent Funeral running around.
Yeah.
From Three Floyds.
Throwback to the metal show that we did. Yeah, good beer.
So we did bring up one thing, and I think it's kind of a harken back in regards to what we were talking about earlier, and that is – currently, a lot of the beers from Odd Side are quote unquote being infected, which means that sounding a little bit more tart. It's tasting more tart, a green apple taste, as opposed to a bourbon barrel aged Imperial Mayan Moken Stout.
So you actually said this different when we were off there. You said they weren't aging well, but now you're saying they're infected. So that's like a couple of different.
Well, it's both pretty much in the same token. Because
you're going to taste the infection immediately, though. If you age in a beer, it's not going to get infected if it's sealed.
Well, I think that's a fair statement. I think the taste, though, whenever you taste a bourbon barrel aged. Anything, if it is infected, it's going to have that green apple tart taste. So I think it's going to have this. I understand it's two different definitions. One, it's not aging well. Two, it's infected. But the same ending is occurring, whether it's right away like Bourbon County Coffee or barley wine.
So have they said anything about infections?
That's actually what I've been trying to find for like the past 5 minutes.
I haven't heard it until tonight.
Someone had actually posted a response because it has gotten so big that Oddside had came out. Someone from Oddside had came out and sent a letter or basically a post on Facebook, like essentially saying that, you know, we go through quite a different experimental beers and different flavors and what we try.
And everything passed their QA.
Everything passed their QA. So, I mean, to me, it's not like they come out and say, oh, hey, get this beer and have it sit in your cellar for the next 3 years before you drink it.
Yeah. It's not like, you know, Stone's Enjoy After.
Right. It's completely...
Enjoy After.
Oh, is there?
After.
I didn't even
know.
The more you know.
I mean,
being a barrel-aged beer, this could also be related to oxygen. You know, exposure to oxygen. Yeah.
Well, and it's going to be interesting because I don't believe I have any Imperial Mayan Mocha, but I know I have Hipster Brunch. I do have. Bring it to Mac next week. I got Mocha Munt.
I wish I had one of those right now.
I've got a lot of their beers, Hazelnuts. Mm-hmm. I've got all of them. I think we're going to have to try to bring it on next week and see what's going on. But what were you saying over there? Obviously,
yeah, I don't think it's infection related at all.
It can't be because that'll show up pretty quick. Yeah. It's not going to come out with age. Yeah. Infection happens quick, and they'll usually know.
You know, what temperatures are you keeping storing your barrels at? Mm-hmm. And again, exposure to oxygen can be a big thing.
And it got me a little jumpy because there was a post that was maybe a week, 2 weeks ago, that was about Mocha Munt. And everyone kept saying that Mocha Munt was infected and they were getting a green apple flavor. And I still have, well, obviously.
Again, Dan, I understand what you're about.
I brought a Mocha Munt in here 4 weeks. I don't know if you were here yet when I brought it in. There was no problem with it. We would have known if it was infected, and it's not going to jump out 6 weeks later.
Yeah, no, it was.
So their ignorance is showing with this.
It was a little tight.
And I can't put it any other way. It's absolutely true.
Yeah,
if we're going to get down to that, to biology, they're stupid. I'll say it right now.
to me, it was a little tart, but I was like, everything is still there. To me, it was just
stupid.
No. I don't blame you. I think
I'm not referring to you, Robert. I'm talking to the plebs online.
Right, no. I mean, to me, it was like a beer that had all the flavors except for the fact that it's been sitting in my basement for 3 months. And
right next to the Nanny Daddy.
That would be gone.
No, that's the Colt 45 that's down there.
Another good one.
I have to make sure that I age that for episode 4.
I can't wait for July 8th.
Aged Colt 45.
Aged Colt 45.
We have something here.
Well, let's put this out. I'm going to wake up in Iceland, come here and drink 40s on July 8th. This would be great.
I was going to say, we should wait for Colt 45 for episode 45.
Okay. Well, we'll drink King Cobra on.
All right, I'm down.
You guys are welcome back if you want to come into the 40
Sounds
party.
Sounds great.
We're going to have a 40-ounce Friday party.
The original show, 40-ounce Fridays.
We're going to get all of our old guests in here for a 40-ounce party.
So, I mean, have you guys, you know, being craft beer fans as well as people who homebrew and stuff, have you had that issue in regards to not necessarily even infection, because I don't know if you have bourbon barrel aged your own beers, but have you tasted it? Have you seen it? Have you, you know, have you run into it?
Yeah, I've actually done quite a bit of barrel aging. I did brew professionally for 3.5 years.
Where?
Which is Sap Brewing Company.
Okay.
Yep. So we've done quite a bit of barrel aging.
Are you a Mug Club member there?
I am. Yeah.
Did you get all the variants over there?
I you know, Ryan
did
and
you
Aaron
make
were
the
very.
I would be taking it then.
I have made Dragon Tracks, and yep, I've done that.
I was gonna say those things are trading pretty high now.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, the great beers. Ryan and Aaron are kicking ass over there, and very happy for them. So, yep.
So you've obviously done it. You were a professional brewer before you went mm-hmm. over to Drafting Tables.
Yes.
So. You know, explain basically what's, you know, mind you, you know, I use infection in regards to off flavor. You know,
sure,
I'm not
sure.
necessarily stating that it is infected, but, you know, explain to people who may be new, what does it mean if a beer like Bourbon County Barley Wine or the mm-hmm. coffee stout, what does it mean that it is infected?
When you're talking infection, I mean, there's something that went wrong in the cleaning and sanitation process. I don't know. It could be any,
it's
you know,
bacteria.
The barrel. Chances
usually,
are it's in the barrel.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't properly prepare the barrel before they filled it. So, you know, whether it's Brett or I don't know what's hanging out in there.
It's usually wild yeast. Like it's yeah. there is what happens from just the air.
I honestly don't know much about what happened with Bourbon County Barley Wine. I do know it was recalled. I don't know why, but it.
Have you ever had an infected yeast as a home brewer or an infected batch? Excuse me.
As a home brewer, yeah.
Which
yeah,
you can tell if something's infected, you will see it on top of it.
Yep.
You cannot deny that the batch is infected. It'll be on top. You can skim it off if it hasn't gone through the whole thing, and it may give those sour flavors that we're talking about.
Yeah, your green apple or a diacetyl buttery.
Yeah,
you will
know if it happens. So these people say, no, it's infected. Well, no, something happened when it's sitting around. It has nothing to do with them. They wouldn't have put that out if they knew it was infected.
What happened with Goose Island then?
That's a good question. Barrel aging is the toughest part.
Yeah.
Barrel age, you take it out of wherever you're fermenting and putting into the barrels, so you're getting all that oxygen.
I mean,
the
could
the
potentially
dust.
Between the state of QA to bottling to distribution have infected the beer?
It's possible. I mean, it could grow in there, but as it goes further and further along,
he's homebrewed. I haven't.
I'm guessing it's
professional
the barrel.
Brewed.
The barrel is what
yeah.
went wrong in that process.
Yeah, whatever's in the barrel. The toughest part is moving it from the primary to the secondary, which would be your barrel. That's the toughest part.
Right.
It gets the oxygen. It gets all the wild yeast from the air.
Goose Island
anything.
Knows how to package. I
yeah, they're not
it's flawless.
Stupid.
Yeah,
right.
So it's going to be
homebrewing.
Yeah. I would assume something with the barrels. I don't know the gravity of the situation or what.
Well, I mean, it was enough to where, you know, they came out and they didn't necessarily say I was infected. It said there was flavors not.
All flavors.
Yeah, flavors not what they, not what they had planned, but flavors not to the liking of the consumer.
Sure.
So they just offered, you know, it was basically just, you know, keeping up face and saying, you know, I don't know what you're talking about, but you know what, if you're going to complain enough, I'll just refund your money.
Just smart. I mean, that can happen easily is having the temperature too high where it's sitting.
It's too maybe too sweet, too.
Yeah.
It didn't fully attenuate. I don't know. It could be a number of things.
Yeah. But I really doubt odds that it's got infected beer out there. I'm
doubting it as well.
So what's your take? You mentioned exactly what you want to say.
Well, yeah, I think in the break when you asked about all these people are complaining and everything, I think also my opinion is – just drink your beer.
Yeah, yes. Thank you. Yeah, we were talking about it.
Yes. Yes, just when you get
drink
it,
your damn beer.
Don't age it for
it's
a few
made
years.
Made to drink. It's not bourbon.
Enjoy it. That's what beer is all about. It's to enjoy it with your friends, with your family. Don't let it sit too long. Know the beers that you're aging and be knowledgeable about it. And just enjoy. That's what beer is all about.
I don't know if I can do that last part, be knowledgeable about it.
You mean just enjoy? That was the last part. Just drink your damn beer.
Just enjoy
your damn beer.
I mean, that's kind of what I like about Dogfish Head 120, is that right at the bottom of the bottle, it says, age as well.
Oh, yeah.
There's really nothing else that I really see that says, you know, age this. So to me, if you're going to age it, then it's kind of
yeah, but I just
want to
drink my damn 120.
Exactly. Yeah,
I'm the same way.
I was gonna say I saw
it's good,
especially 25 ounce mugs of it.
Clearly,
yep.
Well, I was at a
and then you die. It's like what the
pretty much.
We pretty much go to.
I made it home.
It's all that matters.
Somehow
we go to a
keep the car between the ditches and you win.
Keep the car between the ditches. Wow, Dan. Remember, folks, Uber.com, use the promo code BetterOnDraft.
I do have to mention I walked home.
Oh, well, that works too.
Yep.
Stay out of
Don't
the
drink and drive.
You might spill your beer.
You might spill your beer. So you might be derailing one of the, mentioning 120, I used to, or we still go to a cabin pretty much every year in the Thumb over in Pigeon. And I had brought a bottle of 120, and it was to share. It was, you know, pretty much just, you know, hey, what's going on? And a buddy of mine opened it, and he didn't know what it was.
Oh,
and he
started drinking it. Yes, I remember.
Like it was a session beer.
Yeah,
you would expect this to be me, but it wasn't.
And I'm looking, and he goes bottoms up, like glug glug glug, and I'm like, stop. And he goes, why? I'm like, you pretty much just drank three beers in 3 seconds. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, it's like 17-18% this year. Yeah. And he goes, oh. Well.
Oh, Kurt.
Yeah, Kurt.
Was it Kurt?
It was Kurt.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's plenty of stories with him.
I
want to
see him
sure.
tomorrow night. I'll remind him of it.
Hey, remember when you did
this? Hey, remember when you drank the Dogfish Head 120?
He probably forgot about that, but I don't think he forgot about the PenguinCon story.
Gosh.
There's
just
too
leave
many
it
things
at
that could come out of PenguinCon that really is not
well. So
good.
Well, this wasn't in relation to the actual convention. Yeah. This was like after we were done doing our thing.
So there's a convention. I don't know if you know what Linux is. It's an operating system Windows and Mac. So there's a convention that revolves around Linux every year in the Metro Detroit area, and they have free beer every convention.
They had Oberon. That
so
one year
they had they've had Oberon, Rochester Mills Red. You know, they have good beer that's free, and we definitely go there just for the beer.
Screw the convention, we want the beer.
Oh, the roaming pirate parties yeah. where they just feed you rum.
All I hear about is allegedly the freaky orgy geek sex.
Oh yeah, that's pretty much any.
You can see that on Craigslist.
I'm betting that doesn't actually happen. Does anyone have any video of this actually going?
I do not.
No,
it does.
I just see it on the social
media. I just
media
assume,
slash
yeah.
ads. That's all I see.
No one's.
I just
it's
assume
a bunch
it's
of dudes.
12 let's, guys and one girlfriend.
Yeah, let's
actually,
think about
it's funny, this. Dan. It's actually funny you mentioned it because really quickly, we went to Yomacon in October, which is like another geek thing, whatever. We'll leave it at that. And they have like this speed dating panel.
Oh you guys told me about
so
this.
So we were at Volt, which is the bar inside the Renaissance Center. And we're getting drunk, you know, doing our thing. And there's a line going into the speed dating panel. It's all dudes.
All dudes.
It's all
dudes.
Dudes
going to the speed dating.
I actually read like the next day, like there was actually girls like trying to talk their friends, like just go with me, just go with
Good
me, like trying. And I guess
That's
people
scary.
Are yeah.
Well, somebody had asked my wife, like you know, they're like just go. And
I
she's
like
I'm
looked
married.
At the camera.
I'll just make. I saw the.
I saw the nudge the cord. And
I saw the cord.
Starts turning his head.
I saw the cord move, but yeah, they're like somebody asked me over, like, go, and she's like, I'm married. She's like, I don't care. Just we need women there, and I'm like, I don't.
Just
go.
Make them feel good about them. Make them feel good about.
Give them pointers. Give them tips.
They might kill themselves tonight. Come on, can you go talk?
They
to
might
lady?
Kill themselves.
Wow.
Oh,
Jesus Christ, Dan, what the hell's wrong with you?
So as we un-derail the show and go back to the beer, that's
God,
for damn
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, let's do that.
We have issues.
We're going to scare our guests away.
So we've had some permanent funeral and some Alpha Kong on the table. What have you guys thought? Who's drank what?
Who's got
just
the Alpha
Kong?
Where's the Alpha Kong?
Alpha Kong's
right here. Give me a cup and pass that over.
I have had the Alpha Kong, and I usually am not a fan of Belgian-style beers, and
we don't have any clean cups.
You have no
there.
Cups?
That is actually
this is a Saison cup. It'll
yeah.
be good.
I got. I'm good.
Similar.
Has a nice aroma to it. I think it's pretty smooth. I like it. I'm actually kind of surprised.
Dan, what are you drinking?
The Permanent Funeral.
What do you think?
You know I love this beer. We've talked about this multiple times in this show. This beer is amazing.
But think of the people who started on episode 25.
They may have.
They may not
new
know.
People watching on Twitch, yeah. No, I love this beer. This is one of my favorites. You like this? You think?
No, she's just waving to the
I'm
people on Twitch.
Oh, you're waving to everybody. Yes.
Yeah, he mentioned Twitch, so I was just like, hey.
Oh you guys. I'm like, what are you guys doing? I forget there's a camera.
Sorry. in a world where now we're not doing our signals, now I'm throwing up signals. Yeah. And he's like, wait a minute. What's he need?
Now I'm throwing up signals.
No, this beer.
Hey,
they've done a good job with this beer.
Yes.
It was a permanent funeral. Yeah. It's up there. I know we did the metal beers. There were a lot of bad ones, but this is the reason this was number one.
Yeah,
I agree. It's very good.
Yep.
Solid beer.
Yeah.
Mm. I just had that Alpha Kong. Like, man, that kind of reminds me of Miso Ornery a little bit.
Is it good? I have to try that still. Okay. Pass that over. You got that
bottle. Yeah, here.
Like Miso Ornery. That's
Miso Ornery was pretty good. We still
need, have you had it yet?
We didn't get a chance to have the Donald Trump beer here.
We still need
No, we haven't. The Oblivious.
Was it good?
I haven't had it. No.
No, Oblivious was something else.
No, what was the Donald Trump?
No, it was. Yeah, it's Oblivious.
Oh, no, not Oblivious.
What was the name of that one?
I don't know.
Oh, Miso Ornery.
Miso Ornery was a Kim Jong-un beer.
Yeah. Oh, then what's the Donald Trump one?
I don't remember. It was just a picture of Donald Trump on the bottle.
Well, I guess I know where I'm going next week.
I don't know.
Call David Duke. We need to know what the name of that beer is.
Call David Duke?
Oh, my God.
Get the hell out of here. What is your problem?
Somebody needs to turn off your mic.
Go home.
Go home. That just happened.
Man.
Well, didn't he like,
yes,
came out
he did. We
yes,
understand
Dan,
what's going
no, he
on.
Did.
He knows what the beer is. I don't know.
So, the Alpha Kong reminded me a little bit about the Miso Ornery.
It's an interesting taste. Yeah,
yeah,
it's pretty similar.
It was really, really bitter for me, though. Oh.
I know. I get a lot of the same malty flavors coming through.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. But the first sip, like, oh, kind of took me back a little bit to that one beer we had from Griffin Claw.
That one beer?
Yeah, well, we've been talking about Miso Ornery for like the last
five
minutes.
Was it the coffee one where we had two variants?
We do have another Griffin Claw sitting inside the fridge that I...
We'll save
that.
We're
not
going
to get to
that
in the next 10 minutes.
I think my mom's going to be very upset with me when I bring more beer back home from the...
She's going to be like, what are you doing?
I saw you empty out the fridge. I tried.
No, I brought 30 beers back.
I brought more than I started with.
It's funny you say that, Dan, because I did go to Merchants earlier because that's where I got that other stuff from Robinson's.
Oh, yeah. We got next week.
And then also that AC/DC beer.
You know what's funny is we say next week every week and we're still drinking.
Like this, this Arcadia Ales Jawjacker was sitting in my fridge for how long? And then all of a sudden, I just now get to it. It's freaking March.
It's March. The Donald Trump one that was a Moolah.
Moolah.
That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah.
I see what they did there.
Yeah.
So
here comes the money.
So
what happened to politics here?
Yeah, right?
We're still talking with
trainers on.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Ken. Go back.
We're going to get wrestling in there.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, we're pretty much bringing wrestling in. So bringing
it
back.
So
what else do you guys, we want to make sure that you guys talk about everything that you need to in regards to drafting tables, upcoming events, anything that's going on, within the next couple months. You talked about live music and stuff. Do you guys have any plans or anything like that? Or is it just kind of like, we're going to do it. We just don't know who yet.
We're going to be quite busy for a couple months.
Okay.
I hope so.
It's good.
Fingers crossed. Yes.
Yes.
Yep. So we're going to kind of shy away from live music for that first couple months just to, allow for a little more seating space.
How many people actually could sit in the brewery?
100 people.
100 people.
99.
You guys kid friendly? Like,
we are.
We have high chairs, diaper stations.
Until 9 o'clock. And then after that, it's 21.
That's normal.
Are you guys going to be doing anything other than beer, like sodas or meads or ciders? Or is that like in the near future? Or
We aren't doing sodas. We are bringing in Faygo soda.
Eventually, we're
still waiting on our license for the cider and the wine.
Okay.
So, yep. But we'll have a
Is that in
the
plan, though? So
yes.
Wine? Oh,
yes.
Nice. Okay.
Definitely.
Very nice.
Yep.
Very
nice. I think it's important.
No, that's
a lot of places are doing all three, basically.
Yeah.
Right.
The beer, the cider, and the meads.
Yep.
Well, I probably won't dabble the mead, to be honest.
Okay. All right.
So wine. Yeah. Wine.
Wine and cider.
Beer.
Yep.
Those are probably the three big ones, at least. Yeah, good point.
So do you guys see any, issues that you plan on running to, legal-wise in regards to future legislation or anything like that? Or do you think, pretty much everything's going in favor of the breweries?
More and more, I think it's going in favor of the breweries, at least in Michigan. I know some states.
We're still up there with Alaska tax-wise, but
– Well,
all right. We'll stay out of that, but yeah.
But, what is North Carolina just passed – I don't know how long ago that was, but you hit a certain barrelage. I forgot what.
And is that NC specific? Because there's a lot of places that went to Asheville that's their secondary brewery, like New Belgium, Stone. I think there's one more in there.
They passed a favorable law there, I'm assuming.
I don't know. I mean, it was very, very favorable for them to get there, but you're obviously talking about
any favorable law that's coming to New
York. Well, let's
get into that.
We'll talk about that at 9:01.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, there's some weird. I mean, different states have different laws. It's interesting.
Well, and I think that's the big thing in regards to when we had, you know, we've had other breweries around here, and we've talked about other breweries outside trying to get into Michigan, and that it's very hard to get into the state of Michigan in regards to distribution. And I think that's one thing we're going to be discussing when we have Matt Bush from Powers on in 2 weeks.
Okay,
we're actually going to be doing like a opening day slash end of Tiger or end of Red Wing season slash. Let's just drink a lot.
I'm going to be so freaking drunk.
He's a good guy.
Are you going to opening day?
I'm going to opening day.
I got
so you know I have season tickets.
Let's say Matt coming here is a good guy. He was
should take opening day off and go to McShane's and see how crazy it is over there.
Well, I have the opening day obviously going to the game, but jeez, that's going to be a long freaking day.
Let's say you might as well take a nap and some aspirin before you come here.
Probably do what I did last year is probably go downtown, drink, go to the game, come home, eat some burrito mundo, and then probably come here.
You'll be fine. If I got 3 hours sleep last night, I'm here right now being fine. You'll be fine. And I just went and watched a movie last night, so you're good.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, that makes sense as to why you're out now. I've put pieced everything together. Batman or Superman, who won?
You asked me this earlier.
I know.
The consumer.
The consumer.
Yeah, I'm not going to ruin a good movie.
Did Spider-Man show up?
Makes sense. Seems legit.
So he did.
And Wolverine comes in and whoops everyone's ass.
You know, the little shink.
Why are you expecting with more beer?
We're on video,
drinking,
so
he's
people
going to answer
see
this
that.
Question any differently.
I mean, we got about 5 minutes left, and we're kind of just shooting the shit. Are you guys sports fans at all? Do you guys follow any of the local teams?
I have no idea what's going on right now because we are opening up a brewery.
You guys don't have
to be honest. Totally understandable.
To be honest, I have no idea what's going on in the world.
No TVs at the brewery, just kind of.
Two TVs.
We have two TVs, but I don't watch them.
That was a long version of
it. We try not to think about March Madness, you know, being Michigan State grads. It's a sore subject.
So. Yeah. Well, I mean, you guys got a game out of it.
A really bad game.
And then it's even worse. They got Middle Tennessee got crushed the next.
I know.
It's like, come on.
Let's be real.
A game.
I'm a Wayne State grad, Ken, and that was a bad game. And even Michigan losing was a bad game.
It was a bad game.
They didn't even get time to teach everyone. Freshmen on how to properly burn couches.
Oh,
that's how fast that was.
How old are you guys, if you don't mind me?
I was in the riot. What?
2000.
I got tear gas.
2008.
It hurts.
2008. We were in the riot.
How old are you guys?
29.
Oh, geez.
Okay. Well, I was in 2000. When the couches were burning, the tear gas.
I was going to say in the early 2000s.
Yeah, I was going to say. I was there in 2008.
We didn't make the Final Four, so
we got ripped down the stop sign. We were there when we won and couches were burning and tear gas.
We were there when we lost and couches were burning.
Yeah. That's a running theme. Couches burn.
Well, that's exactly. I think they have a project plan is that they actually go through and teach the freshmen and everyone who does not know how to burn a couch. It's like Home Depot.
It's like every
is that
Home
part
Depot,
of is that part of freshman
something.
Orientation?
I think that is part
it
of freshman
be.
Orientation. That is least,
running theme.
At least by the Sweet 16, you properly know how to burn a couch.
Is it like every 3 year cycle where, like, you know, the freshmen become the seniors, teach the freshmen?
No, you have retraining every year.
Every year.
It's like
it's a lot of disappointment.
Because you have to burn couches, you know, if you go to the Rose Bowl or you go to the playoff, the football. Playoffs.
When this side of the table is not very
when's
happy.
When's the last time Michigan won
yeah, let's talk about Michigan.
Final won an NCAA?
97 with Nebraska.
Hey, guys.
They've done
no,
well.
I'm talking basketball.
They've done well. The NIT, they've done well. So.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys, let's talk about Wayne State. Oh, never mind.
Hey, they almost won a Div 2 title.
I know,
yes,
right?
They did. They almost won a Division 2 football title.
Didn't they lose to, like, University of Minnesota Duluth?
No, it was something. Terrible. It was Penn State, but some, I don't know.
Was Joik Bell on that team?
Joik Bell was, I think he might have been a junior at the time.
I think, wasn't that the year they pulled, like, basically Chicago Bears where they ran the kickoff for a touchdown?
Yeah,
that
it was the only touchdown they had. They had a viewing party in the student center for the championship game, and it was bad.
I remember I was watching.
I remember watching a playoff game at the Dally in the Alley at somebody's apartment.
Dally in the Alley. Was that Jess's apartment?
I don't remember. It was somebody's apartment, and I was drinking.
Well, that's all that matters. Unfortunately, I don't have a place to shack up anymore during Dally in the Alley.
I have a place to shack up.
Sounds bad.
I don't know.
No, it's a great thing because I have my own.
It's a great thing.
I have my own bathroom. I can just, you know, I can sit on someone's couch. I can watch the football because they have college football at the time.
Oh, my brother just got an apartment that's basically right in Dally in the Alley Center.
Oh, really?
So, I'm confused about the shacking
send me his contact info for when I go to the Dally this year.
Hey, he just went to my house and just took my box spring and mattress. So, you know, he's
I
went to the basement. All the natty daddies were gone.
He drank. You know what? We're gonna have to refill his natty daddy. We're gonna have to replenish it.
It's a wedding.
Dan's
gift,
about
right?
to spit.
I'm shaking my head in disgust. Like, what are you guys talking about right now?
We're talking about box spring mattresses and natty daddy.
Just went
in
Dally, shacking up.
In Dally in the Alley, and our guests are like, "What the fuck is wrong with these guys?"
So we got about a minute and a half. How can people find you? Where are you located? Social media, all that jazz.
Yes. So find us on Facebook.
I love how you defer.
She's the marketing person.
Find us on Facebook, Drafting Table Brewing Company. Find us on Instagram, Drafting Table Beer. Right. Twitter.
Covered all the bases.
Exactly.
Yep. Website. Everything.
Big three.
Yep.
You have a MySpace.
We talked about this last week. Ignore him.
No, we don't.
What about a Pinterest?
Shut up.
Are you guys pinning?
I like Pinterest.
A live journal?
I love live Pinterest.
You guys have a live journal blog?
She designed the tap room with Pinterest, I feel like.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, is that? Oh, she's mad.
No, with my own talent, I did.
I hope you enjoy the couch tonight. I hope you didn't burn it.
All right, really, so Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Yes.
What about Tout? Are you guys on Tout?
Tout? Shut up, dude.
You guys don't know what Tout is?
No, I've never heard of Tout.
You don't know what Tout is?
No, I don't know what Tout is.
Tout was Vine before Vine.
Yeah, what's your Vine? What's your... No.
Do you have a Vine?
Dan?
No. Okay, we're getting started in that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, that's going to do it. We appreciate Drafting Table Brewing.
Thanks
coming
for having
they
us.
They open tomorrow, Saturday.
For myself, Rob, Dan, and Ken, remember what you think of your beer.
You forgot
we
me
think.
Too, jerk.
And Nick.
Stan, and Rob, Nick. Rob, and Ken. And Nick. We think it's better on draft.